good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm sorry that it's kind of been delayed, but I was hoping to get a little bit more information before we come out to try and give you as much update as we possibly can. Obviously, the information is a little bit patchy at the moment. Firstly, I'd like to give a statement, and then if there's any questions I can answer, I will answer. First of all, from my brother, my family, and all of the employees from M&Ds, we would like to pay a sincere thoughts to the people who've been injured in this incident, the families, and anyone that's connected with them. With regards to the M&Ds at the moment, by myself, we are cooperating with Police Scotland, Health and Safety, ADEPS engineers, independent engineers, to try and ascertain what caused this incident. And with regards to the tsunami ride itself, every day it goes through an inspection, which is done by our own engineers, and then yearly it has an inspection by an independent engineer, which is carried out by an ADEPS rated engineer. That was done in June of this year, that inspection. And what I would like to say is, my brother and myself have been in business now for some 50 years operating rides, and we have never had an incident like this before in 50 years. And what I would say is, we are heartbroken that people have come to our park and been injured on one of our rides. And we're heartfelt for all of these people and people who've been affected by them, especially our own families and our own employees, with regards to that. And really, I've not much more I can say.
You have had problems with this ride in the past, though, haven't you?
We've had a situation where the ride has stopped. There's not been problems. What happens is there's a very complicated blocking system in the ride. And what it does is, when you start up, if there's something it's not happy with, it won't go. And if the ride starts, it stops. You then have to take the people off the ride, dismantle it, and then go through the safety systems and start it back up. That is the only problem we've had with a tsunami in the past. Only a situation where the blocking system says, stop.
Are you convinced all the proper checks have been carried out up to yesterday afternoon?
Of course.
Are you in any position to speculate at this stage what on earth might have happened here? Because obviously something went terribly wrong.
I've certainly something went terribly wrong. I'm not in a position to speculate, because what happened is I have not been allowed to go in to see it. I'm only seeing what you're seeing in photographs. I have not physically been near the ride. The site's closed.
Well, the ride is scrapped now.
The structure shaking just before this crash. What do you say to that? Eyewitnesses saw the structure shaking.
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Is it true that the ride was closed all day on Saturday for
maintenance? Yes. It wasn't maintenance, it was an electrical fault. What happened was the blocking system came up as a fault, close it, fix the electrics in, go through it, check it, make sure it's okay, then run the ride.
Is it weather dependent?
No.
No. Will the ride be scrapped now?
No.
So it'll reopen again?
Yes.
There was claims yesterday that a lot of your staff didn't respond very quickly to what happened. Emergency services did. What do you say to that?
Well, what I would like to do is, I would like to thank the general public, I'd like to thank our staff, our emergency system, and if you go back onto Facebook and look at the way the people responded, that's not true.
So you're happy the way your staff responded
100%.
To it? 100%. Can you tell us a bit more about the tsunami ride, when you got it installed and, you know, things like that?
It was purchased in 2003, built by a company called Pinfari in Italy. It travelled, it done about five or six events, and then it came into Strathclyde Park, and it's been here ever since.
And how often would you normally carry out safety checks on it?
I've explained that to you once. It's checked every day, and then it has a 12-monthly inspection by an independent engineer.
These are thrill rides, that's what they're described as. Do they carry any level of risk?
I can't answer that question, I don't know.
But generally speaking, you think they should always be completely safe, despite the speeds they travel at?
Yes, of course. It's got to be safe.
But it wasn't here.
In that case, but we don't know what caused the problem.
When do you hope to have it reopened by?
We don't know. We can't answer that question.
Have you been in contact with any of the injured parties?
No, we can't get in contact with them because they won't give us any information.
What would you say to them if you could be in contact?
As I said to you there, our hearts go out to them. I'm sorry anyone come to our establishment and be injured. I've said that once, I'm sorry. I think we're all repeating the questions now. Thank you very much, okay?